Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Howard Stutz joins us. He is now the gaming tourism reporter for the Nevada Independent. Here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, I am delighted to actually, in person, be sitting across the table from my friend Howard Stutz. It is a pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, it is kind of nice not to be on Zoom and just see my lights and everything, and but I am wearing jeans. I'm not wearing gym shorts like I normally do.
Well, I'm certainly glad about that. And I also want to point out that you are now the gaming and tourism reporter for the Nevada Independent.
Correct.
You were the executive editor for CDC Gaming Reports. Why the change?
The Nevada Independent is such a good up-and-coming news organization, and I support what they were doing from the start. And a chance, John Ralston and I worked together for years at the RJ. The team of young reporters there, I'm so impressed with. And it was just a chance to go in and cover the gaming industry in Nevada. With CDC, had a great time covering everything, throughout the nation, Sam. But I really wanted to focus on Nevada, because as Nevada recovers, the gaming industry recovers from this pandemic, and that's really what's gonna shape Nevada. As always, with everything gaming, and I want to be able to follow that. And there's going to be a lot of changes I see happening. There already are, and it's a great opportunity, and it's such a good news organization. I really want to help them grow.
Well, congratulations on the move.
Thank you.
So let me start out with the biggest question I have about the gaming industry in Nevada, is why Las Vegas Sands sold their two properties and are leaving the state. It is just shocking that the company that invented the integrated resort, despite everybody from Phil Satre on down saying it could never work, to it working phenomenally, why are they leaving?
I think it's a couple things. Timing was one thing. They announced this, as you remember, I think we even probably talked about in one of our Zoom calls in October. They made the announcement that it came out through Bloomberg and said they've hired an investment banker to market the Las Vegas properties. And and they confirmed it. And so I was like, okay, so this is really happening. They're looking at it. The passing of Sheldon Adelson is probably is maybe one of the bigger reasons behind this. there are two things here. Miriam Adelson would have to have been licensed as the, she is now like a 50% owner of Las Vegas Sands. She would have had to go through licensing, and I don't think she wanted to do that, that process. And maybe it was an internal decision that it's run its course. We're now all of a sudden you've got to rebuild everything following the pandemic, rebuild the tour convention, which their bread and butter, the tourism convention meeting business, which is slowly coming back. We've just, you know, we're just in the middle of our very first trade show in more than 15 months here in Las Vegas. It's going to be really toward the end of the year and into next year that the trade show convention meeting business will come back. So I think that was part of it. And they believe the opportunity is in Macau and Singapore. They've invested just now, I mean, just in this, as we're sitting here, they're investing about $5 billion into both, $3 billion into Singapore to and $2.5 billion into Macau to expand their properties there. They see that as the future. But the other thing is also, this was the right time to sell their Las Vegas properties. They probably got a price. They got $6.25 billion for them. And I think that's why that was the main reason. The price was right. They found the right buyers. Vici, V-I-C-I, Caesars, the real estate investment trust that came out of Caesars. Great company. They're taking over all ownership. I have a lot of questions about Apollo taking over as the operators.
Right.
But we'll see. But the timing, they got $6.25 billion. It's pretty much, they can use that to, you know, pay down some debt, invest in Macau and Singapore, and potentially other markets in the U.S. They want to go into Texas. That's now seems to have gone away. They want to go to New York City. That seems to have gone away. The big question I have with that, Sam, is when you go into like a big destination like that, like a New York or Texas, you want to have an anchor. You want to be able to send your people to Las Vegas.
Right.
And now they won't have that.
Well, it's the dream of every gaming company,
right,
no matter how successful they are, mm-hmm, to have a property on the Las Vegas Strip. And they've taken that. The other thing that confuses me is you could not build Venetian and Palazzo, let alone the convention center, mm-hmm, let alone the MSG Sphere, for $6 billion.
I just think at the point where they're at, they've just decided they want to be an Asian company. They think that's where the future is for them. And, you know, especially Singapore. You know, Singapore property is gorgeous. They have multiple properties now in Macau. That seems to be the future they want to focus on.
But what happens if the Chinese don't renew the license?
You know, that's been asked several times. It'd be for the Chinese. That could be an international incident if that doesn't happen.
Well, it would certainly be a pointer,
right,
to say don't invest in China.
Oh, that would be a disaster for MGM. But MGM doesn't have as big an investment in Macau as Sands and Wynn Resorts. So it'd be a disaster for Sands and Wynn Resorts. Right now the Macau, it's spiked up again. Apparently there's been some spike in COVID in the Guangdong province. That's one of the big feeder markets to Macau. So there's that market's going to slow a little bit. And I think the concession is going to get kicked out. Some think to 2023, even 2024. So they may kick this out farther. So there may not be that danger of the concession going away in 2022.
Do you think that there's more likely to be a merger between Las Vegas Sands and an Asian company? The same with Wynn and perhaps MGM for their Macau properties to influence the Chinese government?
Well, MGM has already partnered with Pan Zhiho. So that's their Wynn and Sands would be the ones. Maybe they might merge somewhere with some Chinese company. I don't really know if those debates have been going on or the particulars of it. But I think right now Sands is just that's their focus. They opened the Londoner, which is they remodeled one of the properties into a London themed resort. That's really where their focus is right now, and I think that's where the direction will be, and we'll go from there.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men,
but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He is the gaming and tourism reporter for the Nevada Independent. So the name is familiar, but it's not the same company as we were familiar with Bally's over the years. But Twin Rivers is the original company that's now changed its name to Bally's. It has taken the Tropicana on the Las Vegas Strip. This company is going places, and analysts are saying that that stock price is going to go through the roof. We do not give stock advice in this program. Talk to your advisors, not me. But this company seems to be really going places.
They've really, since they toured, you know, while they were Twin River and then switched over to Bally's, that they really have, you I think I've counted, it's like, you know, I don't, they're going, they were like at 4 casinos, they're going to be at 16 by next year at some point in like, I think it was 12 states. It's amazing what they've done. It's also going to get confusing because you're going to have a company, Bally's Corporation is going to own the Tropicana, but it doesn't own Bally's Las Vegas. That's owned by Caesars. Tropicana, Caesars also owns the Tropicana in Laughlin. So it's going to get a little confusing here at some along the line. But getting back to Bally's, they have a dynamic chairman in Soo Kim. He is really focused. They're trying to do, they've bought BetWorks. They're building an online sports betting operation. You can't, if you're a fan of sports and you watch sports on TV, and you see what you're seeing now in local regional markets is Bally's Sports. They went and bought, did a deal with Sinclair and took over the naming rights to all of Sinclair's regional sports networks. There used to be Fox Sports and now Bally's Sports. So you're throwing the Bally's name in California, in front of an audience in California, where Bally's Sports broadcasts the Angels and the Padres. But there's no sports betting in California. It's not legal there. So it's fascinating. They're really building a name ID, and you knew they were going to come to Vegas. It was just a question of where. They bought Mount Blue up in Tahoe. That will be eventually be renamed, I would think, Bally's Lake Tahoe. The Tropicana deal won't close probably until next year, and maybe we'll get some idea of where they're headed in that direction. If they're going to try to put the Bally's name, they have a deal with Caesars to, you know, they bought the name from Caesars and all the trademarks, but Caesars is allowed to keep Bally's Las Vegas for now, and we'll see what happens there. There's some talk maybe they'll put Horseshoe on that property and then move the Bally's brand over to the Tropicana. I mean, we'll see what happens. But they're an amazing company.
I mean, the growth has just been stunning. Unless you put it next to Caesars, which is another whole story.
But they've relieved Caesars in El Dorado of a lot of properties.
Right.
In Louisiana, Atlantic City, obviously Lake Tahoe. So they've taken some properties from El Dorado and Caesars to help them out.
Well, and that may give some indication that there won't be such a big deal in changing some of the names of properties because of that affiliation.
Yeah, true.
All right, so let's talk about esports.
Mm-hmm. Because, esports?
Yes.
Let me go find a millennial to explain it, because it's crazy.
Well, what's crazy is that in South Korea you have 20 million people watching people playing video games, mm-hmm. and it's been huge for 15, 20 years. People have been playing video games in this country for 50 years, so it's not like it's something new. Luxor is the only place that's really got an esports arena. But Ben Kiekheffer has gotten legislation to get esports moved under the Gaming Control Board. It looks like this is the next place that we're heading. And I know in Southern Nevada, UNLV has a team. The other colleges have teams. High schools have teams. It's not as big in Northern Nevada, but it probably will be. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing when you talk to industry people, or is it young people that we should be talking to, not older people?
And I think that part, yeah, the second part is correct. Esports, they've tried to regulate it here and put it up for wagering activity, and it just has never really caught on. It didn't catch on. Atlantic City tried it too, and it didn't catch on. What I think with esports, it's a great amenity, not maybe as a non-gaming amenity, to bring people in, you know, to set up an arena like they've done at Luxor. Downtown Grand had a esports area for a while. I think that's where the draw is for esports. It's really tough to, these odds makers, you talk to the sports betting people, do they want to put a line on these esports events? I mean, it's very hard to do that. The other thing is UNLV, the International Gaming Institute, did a study last year, I remember, and talked about corruption in esports, and that cheating is basically, you know, part of the game, it seems. So it's going to be very hard, I think, to regulate it as a game, as a gambling activity. I think as a non-gaming amenity, you know, offering it in some way, you know, to bringing in these big tournaments that draw, you know, thousands upon thousands of fans, I think that's one way to do it. And I think that's where the direction may head with esports.
Well, Senator Kiekheffer said on the program that if you had a multi-day tournament, you could fill Allegiant Stadium and every other convention space nearby. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, and that's maybe what where the angle really is. It brings in more people to Vegas or wherever, you know, Reno or wherever. I mean, that's what you want to see, and I think that's where the direction may be with esports. I mean, right now, sports betting it alone has been legalized in 30 states. It's only 21 or 22 that are currently active, but by the end of the year, conceivably, Sam, we could have 30 states with legalized sports betting. We're still trying to get our arms around that. You know, a lot of these, there are multitudes of sports betting companies now. You know, the data providers, the actual operators. There's so much to this, and the industry is still trying to get its arms around sports betting. Throwing in esports right now may be a little much. So I think and the focus right now, really for a lot of these sports for these casino companies is sports betting, and I think esports is going to be just down the list a little bit.
You know, it's so interesting that the gaming industry, as nimble as it has been, at times is very, very slow to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was talking to people in Reno, and I'm not going to mention which properties, about esports, even before it was called esports. I just said, take the convention center, put in a bunch of PCs, invite all the top gaming people, and then have an audience come watch it. That would be a great weekend. Totally ignored, and rightly so. But that's 20 years ago,
right?
And we're still having a discussion about where it could go.
You know, technology in the industry, you bring up a great point, it's very slow always. And, you know, right now we're seeing a push toward, you know, digital payment, digital wallets, cashless gaming. There's that push that's gone on, brought about by the AGA, American Gaming Association. A lot of it now, it's been speeded up because of COVID. But this industry has always been slow to accept change in technology. It's always been that way. I've been covered for 30 years. I know, you know,
right,
I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just, you know, right now there is sports betting is really what is driving everybody to, you know, and iGaming, the potential of that, you know, iCasino gaming. So that's where I think the folks are going to be. I think it's going to be slow to get esports, other than maybe, like you said, a big tournament or event to draw thousands of people. I think that'll be the key.
or the kids will pick up on it to such a degree that somebody will take notice. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about somebody who I think may be the next Steve Wynn in the making, at least. We'll be right back with Howard after this.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at NevadaHeating.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming and tourism reporter for the Nevada Independent. A couple of nights ago, for the first time, I got to visit Circa in downtown Las Vegas, a billion-dollar property that is, I think, stunning. The sports book, three stories high, is amazing. The swimming pool is essentially three stories high. It's amazing. Derek Stevens seems to me to be doing things that are not the regular corporate way. He is excited about gaming. He's excited about people. And he's putting that excitement into his properties. And this, I'm sure for him, has been a dream come true. Am I right that he's the most creative owner since Steve Wynn?
He is creative in his own way.
Right.
He did, years ago when I wrote a story, he brought a replica statue, the Mannequin Piss statue, right, from Belgium. And he did a video, a YouTube video that kind of tout the announcement. And it was like the dealertainers, and he called it the boardroom. And it was like, the security guards and dealertainers and all these different, typical corporate environment never would happen. He's not a corporate guy. He is his own businessman. He has front row seats at the Golden Knights games behind the goal that he's at all the time. He's out there with his guests, with his customers. He's the sole owner, or he's got, investors. He's got investors
and his brother, right.
And his brother, his brother. They were the ones that came up with the idea, look, we're going to have to just Las Vegas Club, this whole thing, we're just going to tear it down and start over and start from scratch. And that's what they did with Circa. It's a strip resort in downtown is really what it is.
Exactly.
And the Legacy Club up top is beautiful. It's got a much different view up there than from any other properties. We're looking out toward the mountains. He's his own person. I've asked him if he wants to go to the Strip. He has said no. May not know, he was an owner of the Riviera. That was how he got his start.
I did read about that.
You read that with me.
Of course. Howard.
But that he was an owner there and sold, he was part of the group that sold the Riviera to the LVCVA. He says, I don't really want to have a strip resort. I like where I'm at. We'll see what he does in a few years. Now, he's really into sports betting. That's right. The other thing. And he's got Circa Sports in Colorado now, and he's doing some satellite books in Vegas for the Tuscany. I think he's looking at a couple others. So I think he's looking at bringing Circa Sports, trying to get build that end of the business and go into other states. So that's you know, he's tied in with VEASAN, with the sports channel. They have a big studio there at Circa. That's really what he is looking at. That's the play he's making. I don't know if he'll go to the Strip, but we'll see.
Well, you know, Steve Wynn certainly made the Golden Nugget something special. Right now, I think Tillman Fertitta needs to take a look at Circa and see what he wants to do with his property.
I'm sure they do.
But, you know, the fact that you come out of the door of Circa and you're right there on the Fremont Street experience, I mean, it is a fantastic location.
He's done a great job with it. I mean, he really redid that whole section that was really run down and cleaned it all up. And it was he did that with the D, with the old Fitzgeralds, and of course with the Golden Gate too. So.
And you have to look at the Goodmans and say 25 years of mayoralty, and what an incredible change they brought to downtown Las Vegas to make this possible for it all to happen.
Yeah, but they still haven't gotten their sports team. The Raiders are not in Las Vegas. They're in the county.
Carolyn Goodman still has the word mayor in front of her name.
Yes, she does.
It ain't done yet. Howard Stutz, always a pleasure, my friend. Great to see you in person.
It's good to see you in person too, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.